Hello everybody, my name's Jack Morgan-Jones, and welcome to this, the seventh episode of the Italian Insider Podcast, a not-so-new series that uses short stories by Italian authors to talk about things that interest me. This one, Donne in Piscina, is by Sandra Petrignani, a journalist who edited Il Messaggero in 1987, and from it we are going to talk about appearances, the body, and whether it is sexy to smoke a cigarette. This short story about women sitting and chatting around a pool is highly descriptive. The women laugh, they light cigarettes, and are inexhaustively described as changing positions, from cross-legged to stretching out, from completely still to suddenly moving, without reason, but certainly not without rhyme. At one point, Valeria, our protagonist, jumps in the pool, and a young man is described as watching her swim, which reminds us of John Berger's take that men like to watch women, and women like to watch themselves being watched by men. However, there is much more to being watched than just that.
È che non basta desiderare un corpo, devi capirlo, spiega Gabriella. Devi avere veramente voglia di esplorarlo. Non sanno che toccare involucri, non conoscono la connessione con gli stati d'animo. Sono pigri, non hanno fantasia.
Translated, this reads, "The thing is, it's not enough to desire a body. You have to understand it. You really have to want to explore it. All men do is fiddle with the wrapping. They know nothing about the connection with states of mind. They are lazy, have no imagination." While this piece of dialogue talks more directly about sex than it does appearances, the same might be said for appearances. When looking, it's not enough for men just to sit passively and watch lazily, the equivalent perhaps of fiddling with the wrapping. Instead, a man might want to think about what aspects of a woman's appearances are choices made to be enjoyed by others, and which will be there anyway. Have some imaginative capacity, in other words. Women often wear lipstick, for example, even when there are no men around, see women's prison, which isn't to say that any particular woman might not be wearing lipstick to catch the attention of men, it's just that there are also a whole host of other reasons. There are lots of reasons people choose to appear in certain ways, but there are also lots of things people do which, although not seeming to be motivated by appearances, actually are. Take the moment Valeria, and I quote, "hunts for her cigarette in her bag, even though she doesn't really feel like smoking," unquote. There are lots of reasons she might do this, but the one that does scream out to us is that of appearance. In 2011, a paper on international smoking statistics found that the prevalence among women had remained fairly stable in Italy throughout the 1990s and 2000s. It also found something which is eminently noticeable in daily life, that only very few women smoke tobacco products like cigars, most smoke cigarettes. Why this difference? Well, does it seem likely that it's solely for the pleasure of smoking cigars that men smoke cigars and women don't? What would be the evolutionary forces at play here? Smoking only became a key habit in Italy in the 19th century. In the case of tobacco products, it seems we're definitely conditioned to like what we like. Maybe then, one of the reasons women like smoking cigarettes is to do with the way that society views them. Cigarettes, sure, are a drug, like alcohol, or like drugs, but they are also the aesthetically dark, handsome friend that you like to be around. Smoking a cigarette seems to offer up a snapshot of the aesthetic. The appearance of smoking is like a photograph, with a drag drawn out in full profile. Or instead, more accurately perhaps, it's like a photo reel, as the voyeur's attention can be diverted at will when the smoke is blown. The person being watched as if they were the art can then become the artist, having produced something watchable. Perhaps it's something to do with control, controlling the appearance of smoking while smoking, with some smokers maybe even feeling pleasure that non-smokers would have to hack their way through a cigarette. If this pseudo-artistic urge plays any role in the motivation to smoke, though, it does come at a high cost, as the flickering friend in between your lips is also trying its ready best to kill you. In the modern day, we tend to demonize narcissism, of wanting to be seen as beautiful, because beauty is shallow and unfair and Dorian Gray and blah 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 blah. But when appearances are used to connect with another person, maybe they can be used to cut through all these smoke and mirrors. There can be something endlessly creative about playing with your appearance in the light of how another reacts to it. In the end of the short story, Valeria watches a man jumping into a pool, and she likes it. Everyone's obsessed with their appearance and the appearance of others, and the differences between us are surpassed by our commonalities. And this is true even of those who adopt the pose of poselessness. E se io muoio da partigiano. Oh, bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao.